Welcome, everybody, to Small Steps for Better Health, our podcast series on taking small steps toward improving our health. I'm joined this week by Dr. Bonnie Basler. Dr. Basler, would you introduce yourself?
Yes. Thank you for having me. I'm a family doctor here in Tupelo, and I work with the clinic system on quality and the hospital on physician advisor work. So thanks so much. I'm excited to talk to you today about cancer screening.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. My name is Jeannie Alice Bruce. I'm the social media specialist in the marketing department at North Mississippi Health Services. And so as Dr. Basler mentioned, today's step, we're on small step number 9, and this is really about preventive care. And it is making sure you are up to date on your cancer screenings. And so we're just really going to go through all the cancer screenings that we're all supposed to be up to date on. But if you have any questions, reach out to your primary care provider. But so, Dr. Basler, let's get started by talking about what cancer screenings are and why they're important.
Yes, cancer screenings are so important because we're asking someone who's not having any symptoms to go ahead and get checked.
Yes.
And the beauty of that is we can often catch conditions before symptoms where they're still highly treatable and often curable.
Right, right. And so you really want to do it early and have these things done while you're healthy, even though it's not fun to think about, right?
Right, that's right. But we've seen so many wonderful results from early screening.
Right.
And I think everybody probably has the opposite. Sometimes they know of someone who put off screening.
Yes.
And then maybe it was too late to really have a meaningful cure. So we really want to remind everybody screenings are easy to do. They're usually covered by insurance.
Mm-hmm.
We want to encourage everybody to have a primary care provider so that these general guidelines we're going to talk about today can mm-hmm. be tailored to your personal family history, you know, any kind of additional risk factors you may have.
Okay, gotcha. And so when would you suggest that people, just as a general rule, when should they talk to their primary care provider about, like, okay, is it time for me to get started on some of these screenings?
Yeah, great question. Really, we want everybody to have an annual checkup, but
okay.
Starting around 20, you want to start talking to the doctor about preventive care. And then some of the things we talk about are more for the 40 and up set.
Okay.
So really, I think having that primary care provider and staying up to date on that annual wellness visit, you'll
okay.
be clued in because these change sometimes as well.
Right, right. And, you know, another thing I just want to add about screening is that thinking about cancer is scary. And so sometimes people put this stuff off just because the thought of, well, what if I get diagnosed?
Right.
But I also just want to say, you know, sometimes it's also peace of mind. And so you get the screening, you find out you're good, and you can kind of breathe easy.
That's a great point. Yes. I'm thinking of people who maybe they have their colonoscopy and
right.
it's perfect, and then they have 10 years, they don't have to do it again.
Don't
so
worry about it.
Great. Peace of mind is mm-hmm. wonderful. So there's nothing to fear except maybe putting things off and not staying up to date on the cancer screenings.
That's right. Okay, so let's go through all the screenings. We'll start with one that most people are probably pretty familiar with, and it's mammograms. So tell us what a mammogram is and when people should get started having them.
Yes, mammograms are special tests to check to find early any kind of changes in the breast that might represent cancer.
Okay.
They're quick. They're not bad at all. People who have an average risk of breast cancer should start that annual screening generally at age 40.
Okay.
But people who have an increased risk, a higher than average risk of breast cancer, should really start that annual screening mammogram at an earlier age.
Okay.
And also they should be offered some additional imaging
mm-hmm.
Every year. People have been hearing about additional screening for ladies who have dense breast tissue.
Right.
So we have that as well. That's an ultrasound, a special ultrasound to help the doctor see any early indication of cancer.
Okay.
So we just encourage ladies, even if you're average risk, don't forget to start that at 40. And if you may have an increased risk, start that sooner. And you may even want to pursue some genetic counseling to find out, do I need to start earlier? So always talk to your primary care provider.
Okay, great. Is there anything we need to add there about what are some of those things that make your risk go up?
Right. Well, family history of breast mm-hmm. cancer is a big one. Maybe hormone exposure.
Okay.
Those are the two big things. And I think most people know if there is somebody in the family that has breast cancer at an earlier age.
Right.
And we have excellent genetic counseling services mm-hmm. here in town. So if anybody needs that, that's very available to help us decide. And when you do start getting your mammograms, we have we actually calculate the Tyra Cusick score to see. So on the subsequent mammograms, we'll have, if your score is that 20% mark or higher, then you're going to want to consider every 6 months screening a mammogram, alternating with the breast MRI every 6 months to really stay on top of your health.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so the next one is called a low-dose CT. That one is probably not as familiar to most people. So tell us about low-dose CT.
Right, and it's very exciting, Genialis. It's one of the most wonderful things that's happened in recent years as far as cancer detection. Mm-hmm. In the past, we only had chest x-rays, really, and those weren't good screening for lung cancer because if we can see the cancer on the chest x-ray, it's really too late.
Gotcha.
But the low-dose CT is a special CT scan. Mm-hmm. Most people are pretty familiar with CT or CAT scans, computed tomography, where we can get a much better image of the lungs to check for early lung cancer, which is, as most people know, it's super important in catching it early and getting rid of that cancer. And the adults who are age 50 to 80 who have been heavy smokers, and that's basically a 20-pack year history of smoking will mm-hmm. qualify for this test.
Okay.
And 20-pack years is like one pack a day for 20 years or anything that's equivalent to that.
Okay. So there might be some math involved in figuring that one out.
Exactly.
But the safe thing is just to ask your doctor.
Exactly. Talk to your doctor and see if you might qualify. And this is a painless test. There's no needles, no dye. It's quick and easy, and it can save your life.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, because if you wait until you have symptoms, cancer's going to be much more advanced.
Exactly.
And I'll just mention, we do have a quiz on our website at nmhs.net. There's a lung cancer screening quiz that will kind of help tell you if you might or might not qualify, but talking to your doctor is always a good way to go also. Okay, so the next one is colonoscopy, everyone's favorite to joke about, but tell us what colonoscopy is and why it's important.
Yes, colonoscopy, as you know, it can detect colon or rectal cancer early while it's still treatable. And there's been a recent change in the guidelines. 45 is now the age we start average risk screening.
Okay.
So folks that are between 45 and 50 in the past, they probably weren't thinking about colon cancer screening because they didn't qualify. Mm-hmm. But recently that age was lowered. And the sad reason is because younger people are being diagnosed with colon cancer. So everybody needs some type of screening starting at age 45 if you're average risk. If you're higher risk, you may need screening earlier. So again, talk to your primary care provider. Mm-hmm. Stay up to date on that. Colonoscopy is not bad at all. It really is a painless procedure. Mm-hmm. And there are some alternative procedures that can be pursued if you're not quite ready for the actual scope. But the colonoscopy is the gold standard.
Right. Because colonoscopy can actually remove polyps, which is, so it's not just finding cancer early, it's preventing cancer from developing also,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Most cases of colon cancer come from those precancerous mm-hmm. polyps in the colon. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly right. Not only can it detect these problems, but go ahead and get rid of those to basically save your life. So don't mm-hmm. be hesitant about colonoscopy. It's not embarrassing.
Right.
It's not painful. And it really can save your life. Talk to everybody you know in your family and encourage them if they've had polyps. Some mm-hmm. families do have family history of polyps. So those people need to be really staying on top of that screening as well as all the average risk people.
Right. And everybody talks about how awful the prep is, but I've talked to several people lately who have said it is not as bad as it used to be.
Exactly.
And so don't let that scare you off.
Don't let it scare you. There are multiple options mm-hmm. and we can accept your input as to which you would like.
Mm-hmm.
I've had one recently. It was not bad at all.
Great. That's
yes.
great to hear. Okay. The next one is prostate specific antigen or a PSA blood test. What is that for?
Yes, and that's to screen for prostate cancer. That one, there have been some changes over time. It's no longer an automatic annual PSA test for gentlemen.
Okay.
Really, though, anybody who's in the 40-ish age range mm-hmm. who may have, depending on their family history and their race, really talk to your doctor. And what we're doing now is called shared decision making, where the gentleman and the physician really look at those personal risk factors and their health status, like I said, their age, their race, and make a decision. Do we want to do the annual PSA test?
Okay.
But that's a good one to definitely talk to your doctor about because that test can save your life.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then the last one we'll go over is pap smears. And if you're a woman, this is familiar to you, but tell us what this is and why it's important.
Yes, pap smear tests are to check for cervical cancer. Mm-hmm. And there have been some changes in recent years. A lot of ladies remember that annual pap smear.
Absolutely.
And so now it's different. We know most cases of cervical cancer are due to HPV or human papillomavirus. Mm-hmm. And so now the guidelines have changed so that average risk ladies between age 21 and 29 need that pap smear every 3 years.
Okay.
And then women 30 or older should have the pap smear every 3 years or the pap smear plus HPV testing every 5 years.
Okay. So there's a couple options on that one then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Let's get our checkup every year and then our doctor will tell us, hey, it's time now for the pap or we need to do the HPV testing. The sample for the HPV testing is collected at the same time as the pap.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nicer now. You don't have to think about, and these are, of course, normal results.
Right.
If I have a pap test and it's abnormal, then it's going to change. But again, these are screening guidelines.
Yeah.
These are normal folks that just, it's time to screen and make sure we don't let cervical cancer get ahead of us.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. And so that's all that we were going to talk about today. Are there any other screenings we need to mention before we start wrapping up?
I think as far as cancer screening, we've hit the high points.
Okay.
I'd also like to say to lower our risk of cancer.
Okay, yes.
We're hearing a lot about how can I lower that risk, because some people really feel doomed by their family history, which you should never. You should never feel doomed by your family history.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy lifestyle makes a ton of difference in your risk of cancer. So we want to encourage everybody, plant-based, whole food diet, regular exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Have some labs when you have your checkup, and let's make sure all that's looking good. But you can definitely lower your risk of cancer by that healthy lifestyle and staying on top of these screenings.
Even if it's in your family history.
Especially if it's in your family history, yes. You can feel comforted by the fact you have some control over that.
Right. And that's a really good point, because there are some things that are outside of our control, like our family history, but there's so much that is inside our control.
Yes, like not smoking, for
example. Yes, oh, that's a huge one.
Yes.
Yeah. And so if you're listening and that sounds like a lot of screenings, don't worry. They don't all apply to you. If you're a woman, you don't need to worry about the PSA. Same if you're a man, you don't have to worry about pap smears. So I think what it really highlights, though, is the importance of having a primary care provider.
Yes.
Which we've talked about in a previous episode. So if you've been following along with Small Steps, then hopefully you've already worked on establishing that relationship with a primary care provider. And that relationship is so valuable, because that person is steering the ship for you and they're keeping an eye on when you need these screenings and having these conversations with you. So your step this week, so for the next 2 weeks, make sure you're up to date on these screenings. Reach out to your primary care provider, get these screenings scheduled. It will give you peace of mind. And if there is a problem, it will catch it early so you can get started on treatment. Is there anything else we need to add about cancer screenings before we wrap up?
Yeah, that's awesome, Jeannie Alice. And I would like to say, if you don't have a primary care provider, there's great primary care providers right here in our area. Reach out and get started.
Yes. And if you go to our website, nmhs.net, as I mentioned earlier, there's a find a provider link where you can find all the primary care providers near you, and they're all excellent people and excellent doctors that will take great care of you and not only help you make sure you're up to date on your cancer screenings, but take care of all other aspects of your health as well. So thank you so much, Dr. Basler. Thank you so much for joining me today. That was great. Thank you to everyone who's listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with our next small step. Follow along on social media, sign up for our e-newsletter, where we will have more education and more support as we make these small steps toward improving our health. Reach out, make sure you're up to date on your cancer screenings, and have a great rest of your day.